This is KVNF's regional newscast for Tuesday, April 6th. I'm Gavin Dahl. The Colorado judiciary is creating more problems for itself in the wake of multiple sexual harassment claims. John Frank reports for Axios that the controversy began 18 months ago when a former administrator was awarded $2.5 million to keep them from going public about sexual misconduct. Now, the state Supreme Court and a judicial panel looking into the allegations are meeting behind closed doors and refusing to answer questions as the investigation moves forward. Seven women have come forward with allegations of sexual harassment in the Supreme Court offices. The Colorado House has passed a measure to penalize gun owners who do not call police when they notice their firearms have been lost or stolen. Capitol Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
Democratic sponsors renamed the bill to honor Isabella Joy Thallus. The 21-year-old Denver woman was shot and killed last year by a man using a stolen rifle. Representative Leslie Herod hopes the bill will encourage all gun owners to immediately report their missing weapons.
$25 fine for the first offense. That's it. That's all this bill does. But it honors Isabella's memory and hopefully will change behaviors so we can get a better hold of these firearms that are lost or stolen.
No Republicans are supporting it. They say the bill is unnecessary and overreaching. It is expected to reach the governor's desk this week after a final vote in the Senate. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
The Gunnison Ranger District is implementing a camping management strategy by shifting to a designated camping system. Backcountry areas, including Kebler Pass, Lake Irwin, and Splaines Gulch, have seen a rise in dispersed camping on National Forest System lands, leading to a marked increase in unsustainable impacts, rising levels of E. coli in streams, creation of unauthorized routes, social conflicts due to congestion and trespassing on neighboring private lands were indications that a management change was needed. According to the Montrose Press, the move to designated camping will require people to stay only in pre-established sites in the affected drainages. Unsustainable sites on steep slopes or fragile soils and those established too close to water will be decommissioned. Visitors should expect to see implementation of camping management this summer and fall. The sports legacies at Paonia and Hotchkiss High Schools will live on at the new combined high school opening this fall. A committee is creating a digital platform to display historic memorabilia from the two schools, including graduation photographs and all-state honors. Kurt Clay, assistant superintendent of the Delta County School District, told the Grand Junction Sentinel there will be a large kiosk with a digital display similar to one at Colorado Mesa University. All-state championship trophies will be on display in the new school, including the 14 trophies won by Paonia High School since 2010 and the recent state title trophies won by Hotchkiss in girls cross country in 2012 and 2013. After a five-month hiatus due to the pandemic, the Cedar Edge Community Band has returned to rehearsals. The Delta County Independent reports band leader Grady Weisbrot felt comfortable meeting in person when the county moved to green on the COVID dial. The first practice after a long break was Monday, with concerts back by summer. Not all members have returned, but the band was given the go-ahead by the pastor at True Life Church in Cedar Edge, where they rehearse. If you go outside and take a walk, you might sense it's finally spring. If not from the temperatures or budding grass, you can certainly tell by what you hear. Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Yes, parts of our region are still seeing snow and frost and sleet, but here's a sign that spring is actually here. Migrating birds are coming back from warm southern winter ranges, fueled by hormones and the need to mate.
If you don't sing really well, you might not get a female.
That's Terry Rich. He's in Boise, Idaho, and he's been bird watching for a while.
Probably around 1962 when I was in junior high.
Oh, so you're new to it?
Yeah, pretty new. Still learning, I'll tell you that.
He was a leader in bird conservation with the federal government for decades. Now he's mostly retired, but that doesn't mean he's done bird watching.
There's always the possibility that you'll see something that you didn't expect. So it's always a treasure hunt.
Rich says the spring migration in the Mountain West is unique for a few reasons. For one, there's not a central body of water for birds to fly up, like the coastlines or the Mississippi River, so birds spread out. But there are streams and lakes and wetlands.
So you get a wetland in the middle of Nevada, or you get Malheur, you know, is a famous place in eastern Oregon, or even here at Hyatt Lakes. You get a wetland in the middle of sagebrush, that becomes your oasis.
There's also a lot of different elevations here. Rich says you can find different species just by driving up a mountain a ways.
So it's easy to transition without driving a great distance.
Before you see a bird, though, Rich says a lot of the time you can hear it.
Well, there's a song sparrow singing over here to the left.
For Rich, his favorite migratory bird song is from the yellow-breasted chat.
They do a lot of funny, like, clucks and whistles. And so if you just listen to them for a while, it just like, it's like they're messing with you. And they'll stop sometimes and they'll go, boink. Beep, beep.
I checked around, and Rich's love of the yellow-breasted chat isn't unique. Take wildlife biologist Kathy Grinillo in New Mexico.
They have one of the craziest songs that you'll ever hear.
And Colin Woolley in Colorado, who identifies and tracks birds for a living.
It's a very strange bird.
And what does it sound like? Well, here's some snippets. Yeah, that's one bird. But birder Don Jones in Laramie, Wyoming, prefers the hermit thrush. Jones is working on bird surveys with the University of Wyoming in Laramie. He loves the idea that for part of the year, people half a world away see the same birds.
You know, we think of them as being our birds, but in reality, they spend more of the year in a tropical rainforest in Costa Rica or Ecuador than they do in Wyoming.
Now, if all this talk about birding has you interested in giving it a try, Terry Rich in Boise says just go to a place nearby where birds are and enjoy.
Don't worry so much about trying to identify everything or get bummed out because you can't tell what it is. Just start by just enjoying what you see.
From there, possibly go out with someone knowledgeable, like an Audubon group or someone like him.
I always hope ultimately people will then move a little bit into conservation and do some things that will help birds, but I think you just start by enjoying it.
There are some things you can do to help migrating birds, like keeping cats inside and turning off outside lights at night. You can even log birds you see onto the eBird app, so you can keep track while also helping conservationists. That's what Rich does, especially when he sees something exciting.
It's the first swallow of the year.
The first swallow I've seen this year right there is a northern rough-winged swallow. Just one. It's migration, you never know. Every day is something different.
So for new birders and birdsong enthusiasts, here's just a few migration sounds you'll hear in parts of the Mountain West from now through May. The western meadowlark, the sandhill crane, barn swallows, Swainson's hawk, and the yellow warbler. Nice to listen to, and according to scientific research, good for your mental health. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
That does it for Tuesday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.